This is the article entitled Outlining from the 1939 Association Address of Mildred LeBlond. A healing in Christian Science, whatever may be the nature of the case, is a divine event and resounds down through the ages. But if it were not also a human event, it would have no practical value for us. We do not demonstrate health primarily, but we do demonstrate one being, mind and idea, soul and body, wherein health and wholeness are indigenous. Here arises the question as to how far thought may be permitted to visualize the results of a treatment. Is it possible not only to declare the restorative healing action of omnipotence, but mentally to behold and thereby be sure of the improvement or healing? In answering this question, it is well first to observe that it would be obviously erroneous to behold mentally or be conscious of no improvement as a result of treatment. Mrs. Eddy says the definition of mind is, quote, deity which outlines but is not outlined, end quote. Science and Health, page 59. When Jesus commanded Lazarus to come forth, he unquestionably recognized the prerogative of mind in outlining the event. He knew there was nothing about Lazarus which could say, I am dead, and I cannot come forth. He knew that Lazarus would come forth, must come forth, even the self-same Lazarus. Such a result could not appear if a mere personal sense of the patient and practitioner obscured the science of mind. But if mind and the immutability of the law of mind constituted the treatment, the result of the treatment is as much a part of the treatment as anything in it. In this way, we may say that it is legitimately outlined. That is to say, the result of the treatment is actual, real, and humanly evident. And it must be so in order to accomplish what science and health calls the metaphysical healing of physical disease. Science and Health, page 150. To attempt to outline the result of divine action is objectionable only because human thought, however much improved, can only imagine what the divine effect may be. But when mind is actually demonstrated, or speaking more accurately, demonstrates itself, its own presence and power, the healing may be mentally visible before it is humanly apparent. Because of the omnipresence of mind so demonstrated, the human evidence of healing becomes inevitable. These ideas are perfect, real, and tangible to spiritual consciousness. End quote. Science and Health, page 269. Returning again to our book for this statement in the definition of mind, quote, deity which outlines but is not outlined, end quote, we draw the conclusion that nothing separated from mind, deity, can imagine or outline deity. We can understand him, and the statement is also to the effect that God does outline. Also, in the definition of mind is the statement, quote, the only I or us, end quote. The inference, then, is that thought can only outline in the proportion that it approximates deity. It is sheer animal magnetism to try to imagine the result of a Christian Science treatment, but to know the result with the certainty of mind, that is God, that is divine science. That the effect of such knowing results in improved health of a human being does not vitiate either the treatment or the human evidence of it, for both are actually divine. When we do as we are counseled by Mrs. Eddy, quote, when we subordinate the false testimony of the corporeal senses to the facts of science, we shall see this true likeness and reflection everywhere, end quote. Science and Health, page 516. This being accepted in regard to all things everywhere cannot be rejected in regard to anything. The purpose of a treatment is to heal. This purpose cannot be fulfilled unless the treatment knows it will heal the case. And the treatment, being mind in full operation and activity, could not but outline its own perfection. Science is divine and can bring about divine results only. The phenomena of divine science are perfect and eternal, and therefore any attempt to conceive of them humanly tends to hide the scientific action of mind and thereby delay or prevent demonstration. Recognizing the practical value of science, we are wise to expect every good thing from it. Science can and will do immeasurably more for us than it has done in the past, if we will remove the clamps of mere finite wish, hope, or desire, and permit the divine mind to provide through its own scientific presence and law the beauty and abundance of its own creation. The real Christian Science treatment occurs when mind, affirming itself, excludes the sense of a patient and practitioner, and the truth, the intelligence of immortal mind, obliterates error. In this way of working, the confidence which characterized some of the ancients may be ours. In this way, with Christian Science to instruct us, we ought to have all the inspiration and expectation which enabled them to say, thus saith the Lord.